Right, boom. This is the Enigma Sep. I was boy, Enigma September, finally. And I have probably one of the most popular MCs, definitely probably the most catchiest catchphrase in Tallahassee hip hop history, right here with me. None other than my homeboy, Severe Young Drac, in the building. What's going on, bro? Glad you can be here.
Glad to be here, dog. Way back with you.
Y'all don't even know.
Everybody ball and play football. You know what I'm saying? You already know what time it is. You don't know E, you know what I'm saying? From coaching, you know what I'm saying? Pop doing the same thing, been holding down for years, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Responsible for a lot of championships, you feel me?
Yo, look, man. We was killing it. Sounds like my pops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. All right, that's that. Cancel. Okay. Anyway, we're going to get more to that. We started playing flag football. Oh, that's almost, you know, that's almost like.
Yeah.
We ain't forget where our age just yet. But just know, it was a while ago. Anyway. Yo, this is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy, Enigma September, and you're now listening to episode 58 of the Enigma Sep podcast. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is sponsored by PAX Inc. So big up to my man, Pat Irvine, Joe Ward, holding it down. If you want more information about the organization, PAX Inc., you can look it up at PAXInc.org. To my podcast listeners, yo, you can find a live stream of the Enigma Sep Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. And while you're at it, check out and subscribe to my big bro. I'm a big bro because I'm old now. My bro, Big Low, you know what I'm saying? Check out his YouTube page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. My man's done got 1,000 subscribers. Yo, so congratulations to that man. Now, I know y'all may be tripping like, yo, E, you plugging him, how in the world he got to 1,000 and you ain't even close to that. Well, my man's been on YouTube for a minute and he's a touring MC and he like got videos and all kind of other stuff over there. So I just get my little teardrop, little drop in the pot just to help my man out, you know what I'm saying? Team Libra in the building. So, yo, y'all check out your coffee vlog though. Talk about homelessness and also they having some kind of festival out there for homeless people out there in Pensacola. So y'all go ahead and check that out. Now, to my YouTube viewers, remember to hit that like button, drop a comment, share. Most importantly, hit that subscribe button. I want to get to 1,000 subscribers. Right. Hey, why not, right? Hey, help a boy out, hit that subscribe button to let people know about the show. If you enjoy it, you know, tell them where you can find me at, Nick Myself, 927 on YouTube. Simple as that. Also, too, you can check out the past 57 episodes of the Enigma Sep Hour at Enigma Sep Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and anywhere you can find podcasts. Just go ahead, hit that subscribe button when you find it. It's pop up every Monday, so shout out to Pat for making sure that happens. Or you search the Enigma Sep Hour or Freedom Train presents the Enigma Sep Hour, and boom, there you go. So you got the podcast on Monday, Fridays you got the live show, and here we are. Also, too, MCs, artists, you want to get your song played on the Enigma Sep Hour, or you want to put a drop on the Enigma Sep Hour, hit me up at enigmasep@gmail.com. State your name, who you are, you say listen to the Enigma Sep Hour, or just shoot me the MP3. Shoot me the MP3, make sure you got your name, the title, and it doesn't have to be clean. Now, if you want me to try to get it on WVFS, whenever JC let me DJ, then you may want to give me a clean version. But you can give me a dirty version because it's not regulated by the FCC with the podcast, so we can go from there. So y'all make sure to do that. And there we go. So we got a lot to cover, so I'm going to try to do this quick, fast, and in a hurry. Also, too, you may see us going back and forth because YouTube, I got Facebook going on a whole other laptop. Right. Plus, we got the YouTube popping, so you may want to look up for
Instagram.
Also, My man Sevilla got the Instagram, so boom, we multi. We multi over here. Shouts out to Big Crit. So we're going to go ahead and get into this first track. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and get this so I can worry about the sound. We're going to get into this first track, then we're going to come back and give y'all a little bit of this hip hop news. We're going to rapid fire you because my man Sevilla, I'm pretty sure he got a lot to talk about. He has a long story career and we got a lot to go through. So, first thing first, speaking of my man Big Low, he got a new album popping called Space Boy, but going to the year anniversary when he dropped a video for The Saint on his last project. So I'm gonna play that. So this is Big Low, The Saint on the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby?
Smoking rulers from the brothel in Highland. Just got topped off, I'm about to bathe and pen me a novel. Louis scarf draped to the shoulders. Tourists stop me for photos. Deuces, traditional poses. Hair sober, pink roses, red noses. Keep a quarter chicken stash in a rover, yo. Peter hates me, all meeks and fresh leather. I'm on top of the food chain with a bare head severed. So cinematic, elegant, crafted, zooming off in the Aston. Sound like Griselda ad-libs. All classics, snow ski in the Aspen. Goose jackets, hot springs, and luxury cabins, ay. Pouring out for my dearly departed. Angel guardians look down and see me ballers and artists. Eyes on the pylon, zips on target. 89-49 is Montana the offense.
I've heard a lot about you.
And a lot about you, too. From your mother.
The God's aura, small fortune. Geisha girl body rubs, cherry blossom orchards. The price tag of a Renaissance portrait. Win, play, show, Kentucky Derby, the horses. I don't talk to police, that's word of my daughter in an African gold piece. New money trying to mold it like old cheese. Winter retreats, Mont Blanc in the cold breeze. Shiver me timbers, I'm all winter. Nick Saban, the secondary, that's all hitters. Martella to your Urban Outfitters. The plot thickens, Havana Club and Comp Fritters.
You have given us trouble before.
Flattered you remember.
Oh, not that it matters, but you have the wrong ideas of us.
I doubt it.
Again, like I said, I'm here with my man Sevilla, the Young Drac, in the building, South Side, what it is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead, man, get into the happenings of the week. First and foremost, shout out my man on Bravo, you know what I'm saying? He's coming with another rap battle here in Tallahassee,
mm-hmm.
Titled The Remorse, you know what I mean? That's going to be on October 11th,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Raven October. You know what I'm saying? That's his B-Day. So, if you want more details, you know what I'm saying, hit on Bravo up. You know what I'm saying? You can find him on Twitter. I know he's on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. SH Productions?
Yeah.
Southern Hospitality League. So, y'all make sure, you know what I'm saying, check that out. I'll give you more details closer as we get. But just put it out there. No Remorse, October 11th, and it's going to be at VHS Studios, just not off the top of my head, so boom, there you go. Let's see, what else? Speaking of VHS, we get into a little local tea,
mm-hmm.
It's a little local tea. I don't know what was going on, but apparently there was a little tiff between the Beast, my man Above the Vision,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I announced last week that my boy Never Will Stop Deuce dropped a video.
Yeah.
Walking Zombie or whatever, tote video. Matter of fact, Sky Jenga, who was here, was in the video. Yeah. That's why, you know, came across it. We talked about it. So the Beast did a video out there, riverfront. Oh, it used to be the riverfront.
Yeah.
I guess it's the warrior on the riverfront, whatever, whatever. And apparently, you know, he put some pictures up. It kind of looked like it was a similar thing to Walking Zombie.
Yeah.
So yeah. All of a sudden, I guess my man Butter Vision felt the way he was like, oh,
that
y'all, yeah. Oh, y'all taking clips? Y'all taking notes? What's good? So it was a little back and forth or whatever. I think it was pretty much, you know, playful banter or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, if it's not, y'all niggas chill, all right? Relax. Yeah. But end of the day, it was kind of funny.
Right.
So
let go.
What up, DD? But yeah, I was like, hey, normally I don't really pay attention to it. I'm like, I ain't gonna talk about that.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, mostly, man. You know, tell that's hip hop. So I was like, all right, let me mention this.
And it gotta be missing too. Like, we gotta have some type of spotlight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We ain't even get none. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah. So I appreciate him, you know what I'm saying, for making this podcast, having a dog, you feel me?
Like, yeah.
Right, this is a gateway for real. I mean, if we use it, you know what I'm saying, the way it's supposed to be used and the way you putting the platform out there, dog,
yeah.
You know, we make something happen, man. You know what I'm saying?
Try to do what I can, bro. Like mm-hmm. I said, you know, we've been doing this for the long haul, you know what I'm saying, seeing people, first seeing people come and go, but also, mm-hmm. too, just seeing that the support we need. Like you said, especially when we first was, you know what I'm saying, coming up,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, you was way before I even jumped in, but it was just hard to kind of get that love or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now if I can do that, if I got a platform, I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Rather if it's for, you know, veterans or especially, you know what I'm saying, new artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I know how hard it is to try to come up and just have niggas kind of like blocking because they forget.
Right.
You know, like me, I ain't got shit. So,
right.
Hey, if I can help, I can help. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? If not, then, hey, go find someone else.
Yeah,
I can
right.
do what I can. But yeah, shout out to the B. Shout out to Butter Vision, man. Y'all boys relax. You know what I'm saying? Peace it up. And hell, make a video. Shit.
Right.
What else we got? Well, I thought I had some other tea. Apparently, Tarif Knockout wanted to come out and talk about how Rihanna got pregnant. Damn, they lost his mind. But
she got pregnant for real, though?
Nah, it turned out she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
But it was a hot ticket for a good minute. People really thought. Yeah. Apparently, she was at some event. According to Cardi B, it was like a classy event, but it was fundraising.
Yeah.
And she posed and she did something and she had a little stomach.
Yeah.
Granted, let y'all know I like thick Rihanna.
Yeah. Me too.
No diss to my baby is my baby. I'm just saying, I'd rather thick Rihanna than model Rihanna. So she got a little thick, but she got a little pud. So people are like, is she pregnant? And
no, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, but see, I remember I was reading something. I think it was either, you know, one of the Double XL magazines or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, she was talking about how. She had like kind of picked up on drinking, you know what I'm saying? Like once she figured that dudes liked it, the weight she was putting on,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But her people's like a crew, like, you know, might want to
calm down.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We sitting there watching you get big. You know what I'm saying? But
well, know, I'm people. I'm with it. We from the south.
All right.
I'm with it.
All right.
Let me see what else we got. Doom doom doom. Got that. We got. Bro. All right. So, I just randomly on the internet, just trying to get stuff together for the show, trying to get prepared, and I had a question. I was like, I was trying to figure out, like, okay, what would be who would run 2019?
Yeah.
Now, that part of the discussion, even though my thinking right now would be Meg Stallion, I think. She kind of ran 2019 for the most part.
Yeah.
So I went and I Googled to try to see who had the most, who had highest sales for 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, I came across the Billboard charts. Of course, y'all already know, I'm like, fuck Billboard. But you know, I was like, it came across, I'm like, all right, let's see, maybe they got a tally of who has the most records. Bro, so I found out who had a number one record this week. And it wasn't Common, who just dropped the album.
No.
It was some kid named Whit Loudry. Bro, who the fuck is Whit Loudry? Yeah. What is going on? What is going on? So I did quick research, like I looked at a couple of his videos. He had one video where he ended up looking like, not looking like. First, he a white boy.
Right.
Like, to the truest sense. Like, if you imagine what a white boy looked like, not even like a hip-hop white boy.
Yeah.
Like, a white boy just walked across Florida State campus.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Yeah.
His name is Whit Loudry. He looks like a Whit Loudry.
Right.
Not only that, like, I came across a video. Apparently, he's been making music since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
The first video, he sounded exactly like Eminem.
Yeah.
Which is expected. It's a white rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, sound like Eminem.
Right.
But then he had a video for his album that just dropped, and he sounded more like Jordan Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that is about, but he has the number one hip-hop album in the country right now.
That's crazy.
Whit Loudry.
I got to check him out. That's crazy. I know
that. Yeah. It's just crazy because like second time this has happened. First you had NF, who's another... Mm-hmm. Eminem clone that had the number one album.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you got Whit Loudry. So you got Russ, you got Logic. Mm-hmm. So I think the white boy takeover in hip hop starting to.
Yeah.
We got Sleep at the Post.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's happening.
But at the same time, man, I think, you know what I'm saying, they can't really run away from sounding like him, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to a white boy being lyrical.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's like if they want to take it to that bar, you know what I'm saying, that he took it up to, you know what I'm saying, they got to kind of get up in his little lane or ride it.
And the thing about it, I'm not saying he sound like M because he's white. Like, lyrically, his cadence was like Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, he, because I don't think Lil Dicky don't sound like Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, he white, he sound like Eminem.
That's true. You got a point. You got a point.
He just, his cadence on that first video I saw was straight Eminem, but when I saw the newest video, it wasn't much M, but it sounded more like Jonah Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of white rappers, and speaking of Eminem, I'm going to get into this and we're going to keep it moving. Speaking on the Lord Jamar issue, of course, people think Eminem about to drop a new album, and there's speculation that he made this Lord Jamar in the album. I hope not. I hope he get with Knife Wonder and Mr. Porter, and just make a real hip-hop album with Royce 5'9", and then shut the fuck up about all the other dumb shit. All
right.
But it isn't what Lord Jamar is in the news for this week. Apparently, he went on a podcast, and he basically said that he didn't think female rappers were hip-hop.
For real?
Oh, anytime you're going to say that female rappers aren't hip-hop, 2019 isn't the time.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much been almost pretty much female rappers for the most part. With Lizzo, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, City Girls. Like, the ladies been, like, running it.
It's like Cash Doll.
Cash Doll, thank you. Mm-hmm. All the little dolls, the Asian doll, Sweetie.
Bad Baby, Bad Barbie, whatever.
All right, don't sue her. I can't even call her by her name because she's a little girl. But, female MCs just been killed. Rhapsody probably got the rap album of the year. Like
Rhapsody Cole.
Bruh, so... I don't know what the world Lord Jamar... Well, I get where Lord Jamar is coming from. I just think it's a really stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is, his ideal of hip-hop is, like, street shit.
Yeah.
like strictly street shit. And I know for me, just personally, like, I don't view hip-hop that way. I think I view hip-hop in a very broad sense. Now, granted, we come down to, like, Post Malone and Bad Baby. I think they just industry plants to try to play on the culture of hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's why I don't really fuck with them like that. But, like, from Eazy-E to goddamn Kool Keith, like, just all the goofiness to the straight hood to the almost rock and roll, like, hip-hop is a genre, right? It's just not street shit, you know what I'm saying? And I think there are certain people that think that hip-hop has to be street shit.
Right.
It can be. It definitely represents the street. It came from the streets. Mm-hmm. It came from the struggle. But the music and the art itself isn't, you know what I'm saying, strictly street. It don't have to be. But I think that's his thing is, like, if you ain't talking about thug street stuff, or if you ain't talking about, like, 5% of, you know what I'm saying, the white man position this and that, all that, if, you know, the science of the mathematics, blah, 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 if you ain't talking that, he figured that ain't hip-hop. And it's like, bro, hip-hop is way wider than that. Now, granted, it could be what he enjoys, and I get that. Yeah. But to say that, you know, anything outside of that isn't hip-hop, like, nah, bro, like, hip-hop is so expensive, and that's why it's become the number one genre in the world, because it's so expensive. You can take it to the outer limits, and that's what I know I appreciate.
I appreciate it, too.
You know what I mean?
I like the way things going right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got somebody like Thug, you know what I'm saying, that'll basically do anything, you know what I'm saying, that he feel like at any time, but he understands the importance of rapping and having lyrical skills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people be sleeping on Thug when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, his lyrical skills. You know what I'm saying?
Granted, I am one of those people that sleep. But I give people, I know people like it, so I just figure I'm missing something more so than, I admit, I don't like Young Thug, but
yeah.
I get that people see something. I just figure I just don't see it. So,
right. So
yeah, I agree with you on that. Then again, at the end of the day, I'm not going to look at Young Thug and be like, they ain't hip-hop.
Right.
Just because I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think that is whack.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hip-hop.
Right.
End of the day, mm-hmm. like, the way he do stuff, the way his music is situated, I'm not going to say it's not hip-hop because I don't like it. That's stupid.
Right.
So, yeah,
you know,
but, hey.
Got a bit of sweet, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got people like that, you know what I'm saying? Jordan Lucas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jordan Lucas Cole, you know what I'm saying, and can rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I heard a couple of his tracks. You know, he hanging out a little piece, you know what I'm saying? I think you just gotta have a balance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
back in the days, you know, when we first started out, you know what I'm saying, it was kind of like, you know, we had to be a certain type of way,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was real rugged, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody too much having fun, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. It's like, you know, my rap name, Severe the Young Drac. I came up with that rap name because, you know, back in the days, you had to have a name that kind of described how you, you know what I'm saying, spit or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like T-Pain, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit, before he changed to Tallahassee Pain, you know what I'm saying? It was torture pain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Meaning like when he spit, it's like torture. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, that's where Severe came from. You know what I'm saying? Me just wanting to throw myself out there, you know what I'm saying, with the Sharks. Because everybody else, you know what I'm saying, that hit a name, they be like, damn, Severe, they must.
Yeah.
So it always kept me on my toes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I like to kind of stand in the paint, you know what I'm saying? I like competitiveness, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
I'm in the same boat. Like, anybody that know, I started off as E-Class the Imperial, you know what I'm saying? But even the Imperial was kind of I'm taking over shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I switched it because E-Class is like flashy. I'm like, yo, that ain't even my style. So I switched it to Enigma because it was more like what my style was. I want you to kind of figure out shit. It was a riddle piece. You had to put the pieces together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's how I did it. So Boom, that's what you got. So, speaking of Enigma Self, I'm going to go ahead and get to a track. Because, okay.
This is my show, and
I can play my own shit. You know what I mean?
That's what we do.
So, this is my man, JC, featuring yours truly, Enigma Self Timber, with The Word. I'm going to come back and listen to the interview with my man, Sevier.
Said it was all a dream, made a fat nigga think that he can become king. I rap for Big Boy, I rap for Andre, I rap because the South still got something to say. I rap because these motherfuckers stay asleep. I got all of this heat and they still counting sheep. I rap because my thoughts keep me up at night. I rap because these silly niggas know that I'm nice. I rap for the pleasure, I rap for the pain. I rap because I said I never fucking rap again. I rap because Outlaw gave me the hookup. I rap because JC told me to cook up. I rap for the game, I rap for the flows, and sometimes shit, I rap for these hoes. No matter what, just know I rap from the heart. Enigma Self will always rip these niggas apart, fucker. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. Yeah, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight. Building with the knowledge of wisdom and understanding. Mayweather stance, punchlines, they be landing. The Last Jedi, now performing a mind trick. Transformed over time, that Optimus Prime shift. On a paradigm, cause it's power to the people. In a certain White House, will it be Resident Evil? Fools want a wall, the wise building a bridge. What type of world are we really leaving the kids? So behold the rising of another dark night. Cause when I'm on the mic, my writing coming to life. And if you riding with me, you on a magical bus. Cause every verse I bust and celebrate. Of us, trust, the word is bomb, the songs from my palm be helping to keep calm, cause I ain't singing nothing for you to say that it's clever when I'm straight out of Compton repping Wakanda forever. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight, my third eye sight got me ready to fight, yeah, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight, my third eye sight got me ready to fight, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight, my third eye sight got me ready to fight, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight. I'm in the limelight. My third eye sight got me, got me, got me. Yeah, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme my tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. Cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight.
This is the Nick Myself Hours Boy, Nick Myself, here with my man Sevier the Young Drac.
Yes, sir.
And make sure we okay, boom. And can we get to it? Let me let y'all know, just played, I forgot the name. I forgot the whole song!
All right.
Oh, Lord. I forgot. Oh, well. It's me. It's JC.
Snapping.
Hey, we did what we did. So, right. So anyway, glad to get you here, man. You know what I'm saying? Long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go back, you know what I mean? Like, to the Reagan era. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Reagan was moving them things.
Right. We was, like, right underneath.
Right.
Like, we was right under, like, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Being mm-hmm. on the South Side and having under season.
That's crazy. He was doing that with Rick Ross. The real freeway Rick Ross.
Right.
And I seen Wes Hayes supposed to have Rick Ross.
Coming to,
you know what I'm saying? And my manager, David Hills, Rashad David, you know what I'm saying, the crew, he got a partner, you know what I'm saying, which is Rick Ross' nephew. And I remember we was trying to work some stuff out back in the days with him before I had to do my last gig. And he was talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, breaking it off like 1.5 for, you know, me, his nephew, and my manager kind of put together what we've been trying to do for years.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I ended up going down, you know what I'm saying, you know, shit, unfortunately. But, shit, I want to link up with that dude, you know what I'm saying? I think I text Wes, and I was like, bro, we need to link up when he come.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know, he's about putting together shit, and you know what I'm saying, he got the actual labels, you know what I'm saying, backing him up. He got people backing him up just because of who he is. Like,
right.
Universal want to give him like 60 million at this time when he was talking about Blessing Us.
Right.
They want to give him 60 million, you know what I'm saying, to start a label just because of who he
just
is.
Just who he is, right.
That's crazy.
He definitely, I know he was on Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying, just like a couple of weeks ago or whatever. So, yeah, his name, I mean, his name been out there. His name is Notorious. That's why Rosé named himself after him. So, but yeah, no, that'd be a good look, bro.
Yeah, for real.
So,
you know how to get it. You know how to run it up.
Right. So I want to get into it. I mean, we can go forever in the day, but I want to start at least from what I remember, you know what I'm saying, first time. You, like, thoroughly impressed me, you know what I'm saying? When you came up with Master League, you know what I'm saying? You dropped your first joint, you know what I mean? Still got it chatted.
You already know.
Real niggas know what it is about Master League, you know what I mean? Right. And thank you, baby. It's the word. that was the name of the track. Now, for what I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know what I mean? Well, let me tell the story. Remember I had the CD. I was a freshman at FAMU. I was staying on campus despite being a local.
Right.
So this is exactly 20 years ago. I remember I was up there. Cats, you know, had cats from Chicago, New York, Cali, Miami, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they was basically, if you was a local, they pretty much shitted on you. You know what I mean? So I was trying to tell him, like, yo, I got a homeboy, he can spit, like, he iller than, like, most New York niggas, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And it was like, man, whatever, you tripping, whatever, right. Whatever. Brought him the tape or whatever, played it for him, and, like, them niggas' minds was just, like, blown away. And it was like, yo, this a local? I was like, yeah, like, it's my homeboy. Like, he made this, like, right down the street. Like,
right.
for real.
Awesome shit no bigger than this.
Right. Literally. So I wanted to get the science because from what I heard, you made the joint in your bedroom right there in the spot you were staying where your pops was at.
He's still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the whole process behind that first project?
Okay. Basically, when music grabbed me, you know what I'm saying, it was around the time, I think, like 95, 96, when I said my biggest influence, Wu-Tang Clan.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I just thought the whole little Wu-Tang Clan movement was a breath of fresh air, even though I was young, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they did their thing, you know what I'm saying, they came with their own thing, and it was fly enough to where, you know what I'm saying, females even love Wu-Tang.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they, like, the most ruggedest street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
hell, wow.
Right.
Grilled
right.
Up, yeah.
And that never happened before. You know what I'm saying? Like, still to this day, you know, people still trying to, you know what I'm saying, do what they did, you know what I'm saying? But, man, that was God. Like, you know, they were put here to be Wu-Tang Clan.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, that grabbed me, you know what I'm saying? And I remember me actually listening to the beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would listen to the beats first, and then I would have to listen to a song again to hear what they saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think, which record that was? That was only, what? Built only for
Cuba? Only built for Cuba Link? Yeah.
The first one. And I remember, I think it was number 7. What's that? Shadowboxing? Is that Shadowboxing? I don't know. I'm going to be wrong.
Right. I can't even tell. Off top.
When I first heard that, it was on the first Wu-Tang Clan album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they just had it as an intro. But I was like, man, that shit's hard. Like, they need to make a full song out of
right.
Shit. So when Only Fulfill Cuban Links came, you know what I'm saying, they actually did. And I heard how Inspector Deck had came on the first verse.
Yeah.
he was killing it. Like, if anybody know, you know what I'm saying, he came straight on all the way to the end, and everybody else kind of just followed him. You know what I'm saying? And I remember, I was like, dog, I said, I want to come on a track like that, you know what I'm saying, with a beat like that. So I think they had an instrumental, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where we got it from. But I remember back in the days we used to go to Specs and
Right. Go to Sam Goody. Right.
We had no money, we just steal it.
Right.
Instrumental we wanted. Back when they had the tapes and shit. So I think that's probably how we had got a hold to it. And I hadn't actually wrote my verse in the same bounce rhythm and, you know what I'm
like
saying,
Kaden,
as Inspector Deck. Like, you know, if you know his verse, you heard mine's, you know what I'm saying, you were kind of like,
hear it.
But the shit I was talking about wasn't about nothing because I had nothing to talk about back then when I was young, first of all.
Yeah.
And I was just starting, you know what I'm saying? But that rhythm, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That rhythm
right.
was on point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to sound like he did. Like, I always admire Inspector Deck, even though Method Man was my favorite one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that was the first rhyme I wrote. You know what I'm saying? And I remember my brother, Gino, shout out my brother Gino.
Gino, yeah.
He was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it, you know what I'm saying? You got to sit down with it and, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure it's right. You know what I'm saying? The way you want it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was doing. I remember I sat down for like 2 hours, man, trying to come up with that. You know, just that one verse, you know what I'm saying? But make a long story short, from then on, you know what I'm saying, I just was kind of experimenting with the beat making process.
Yeah. And what,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Because I heard you was using like I won't say Super Nintendo, but PlayStation or whatever the system was out, trying to add like some beat maker joint, you was using that.
Yeah, I think it was Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And for this actual record you talking about, Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
You know, when you're choosing, the levels or whatever. But you can go to options, and they had, like, all the beats, like, to the levels.
Right.
And options.
Right.
So I went to, you know,
it just looked.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got that motherfucker playing. You know what I'm saying? And then, I have a radio here with a little tape player and a radio here. Had two tapes. You know what I'm saying? Put a tape in here, put a tape in there. You know what I'm saying? Press record on one. Press play on the options on Nintendo. You know what I'm saying? Press, play on one and record on another.
Right.
So once I got all that going, you know what I'm saying? If I decide to do like some drums to the little music, because you know they ain't have like no hip hop drums, it was just like, how nowadays, like if you was to hear a chord, like a dark ass chord,
yeah,
and then you put the drums to it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm actually like beating, you know what I'm saying? I found me something with a, you know what I mean?
Right.
Bass and whatever. So once I got that down pat, okay. And when I got recorded, you know what I'm saying? I take that out. I switch the tapes. I put it in this radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put the other tape in here. So everything I just recorded is playing in this one. Now I'm recording with this one. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So basically what I'm doing, I'm stacking it. As you know, the more I do that, you know what I'm saying? I'm stacking
it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I might rap, you know what I'm saying? On, you know, while this one was recording, I'm rapping now. You get what I'm saying? So now that I got the raps and I got all that on there, I might come over here, put it back in the recording thing, you know what I'm saying? And take this tape, you know what I'm saying? Put it back in here and, you know, add something else
right
to it. Now, the only thing with this was, you know, how tapes is, if you know about a tape, the more you record over that tape, the more air it gets.
Yeah, right.
You
right
get what I'm saying?
Right.
So by the end of the shit sounding dope as fuck, but you can barely hear it. It's real airy, but
right,
you like, dog, that shit is hard.
Right. But it gave
you
it like a
saying
dirty sound, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It gave it that Wu-Tang sound. I think that's what RZA was doing. He was taking like the VHS and just like playing, like moving them in there.
Grinding,
yeah.
Hitting on trash cans, all types of shit. But that's how I kind of started. And then I remember I got a keyboard, you know what I'm saying, for Christmas. I remember my mom, shout out my mom, she bought me a keyboard for Christmas, and it was about this big, little Radio Shack keyboard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she was kind of like, yeah, well, you know what I'm saying, that's y'all's, that's for the boys.
Right.
But Gino and Flazell, they kind of just skipped over.
Sounds like, you know what I'm saying?
And for some reason, it was kind of peculiar to me. I like the one she was working like. So, you know, I remember, you know, playing the little keys or whatever. And then I remember that same day, I stayed with it for about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. And I started playing notes with two fingers, like meaning like one hitting one, the other hitting the other.
Right.
And I figured that, okay, when you press two side by side, they clash. But if you press one and skip one, you know what I'm saying, it becomes a chord. So at that particular time, you know what I'm saying, I was like, doom, 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 doom. And I remember I played that little shit, and I thought I was funky with it. So I remember I called my people. I said, man, y'all check this out. I played that shit for them. They were like, oh, look at you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that just boosted me up, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I can get used to it. But make a long story short on that, you know what I'm saying? I never know how to play notes. You know what I'm saying? I still don't know how to play notes to this day. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I know if I knew how to play notes, I would just be like the biggest monster ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm at the level now to where I can remake anything that I hear as long as I got the sounds
right.
to do it.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'll make sure I got my shit fully loaded. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know what I'm saying, okay, if I hit a violin, you know what I'm saying, I had to learn, okay, what type of violin is this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What type of cello is this? What
right.
type of guitar is this? Because different instruments got different sounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when I start learning the names of the sounds, that boosted it up too. Because I could type
like
in.
Get it real quick.
I want a vintage guitar. I type in vintage guitar. I know that's the guitar that's going to have your shit sounding old and kind of like grungy, like, you
right.
know what I'm saying, like a 70 sound, 60 sound.
Right.
When you type
right.
in the word vintage. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that shit had boosted me up, you know what I mean? But that's when it really took off, dog. You know what I'm saying? I started playing with the keyboards and shit. And that's when my brother actually was at Rickards at the time. And he was like, I got somebody that I want you to meet. You know what I'm saying? He on this music shit too. He liked the music like you do. You know what I'm saying? But he actually working with, you know what I'm saying, the type of shit that you need,
right.
which was like guitar center type equipment, not no Radio Shack shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that, you know what I'm saying, this type of stuff existed until I actually went over Bird Shit House, Bird Nino.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bird Nino, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was over in Rainbow Acres. So my brother actually took me over there, you know what I'm saying? I walked in the room, the first person I seen, you know what I'm saying, sitting down at the keyboard was Payne, was T-Pain.
Right.
And I think Payne was like 12 or 13. He was either one of them, I want to say like 12, 13, some shit. But I remember, you know, Chess was telling him like, man, shit, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get up with you later, boom, boom, boom. So I guess he had just wrapped up what Payne was doing. And he was about to, you know what I'm saying, have me come in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, he went to school with me on, okay, this type of equipment is this. This is how you record. This is how you do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, you know what I'm saying, like, I tell people to this day, like, shit, Bert Nino is the first one, you know what I'm saying, that showed me and T-Pain, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
How to work studio equipment.
Right.
How to make beats or whatever. I mean, regardless of what anybody say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know. Because after that actual day, you know what I'm saying? He'll hit me up. He'll be like, man, I made some shit. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Boom, 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 boom. And you know what I'm saying? We just went to getting better lyrically. We went to getting better as beat makers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nino was making beats. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he showed us the ropes. But, you know, we kind of branched off because, you know, I guess our creative mind taking, you know what I'm saying, and the drive to want to do it. So I started, like, you know what I'm saying, making beats. I kept on doing it the way I was doing it. But, you know what I'm saying, I was, like, you know, trying to get a little better pieces and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of took off from there. But I had to say that because, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the foundation. That's where it all started.
Right.
You
right.
get what I'm saying? Nobody knows this shit.
So basically it comes down to y'all meeting up at Bernardino joint, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then paying people, shouts out to just pops and his mom or whatever, mom paying. They be able to get the equipment to, and then y'all was able just to deflect from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, granted, to bounce from that, because again, I had Nuke, you know what I'm saying, about 2 months ago or whatever, and he was saying how he was like low key pissed off because he missed the whole robbery joint. So,
yeah.
How did the robbery joint come across? All
right, well, I was down in the Rio, like I say, shit, at my pop's crib, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing. And I got a call from She and Pain, you know what I'm saying, and we got this song, you know what I'm saying, that we wanna redo, you know what I'm saying, because it's an actual song that was put out, you know what I'm saying, you know, by Kaya or whatever, you know, with the My Neck, My Back.
Right.
And She will be the one, he would, like, tell everybody, like, man, I ain't no rapper, you know what I'm saying, I just like to play around with it. So whenever Payne wasn't working on his stuff, she'll take, like, his ideas, you know what I'm saying, and get Payne to make the beat, and then he'll rap over it. But he always remade songs and remade them to, like, his version.
Right.
That's right. What he always
right.
did.
Right.
And he'd be wanting to put a shitload of bass in them, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, ride around in the Cutlass, him in Payne, and let everybody in the world hear that shit. He'll burn a million copies in the room and go to passing them bitches out. This was She. And, you know, shit, like I said, they called me, you know what I'm saying, and they was like, I got this record. And I was like, yeah, bro, you know I'm on it. Like, whatever y'all got. So, you know what I'm saying, I was like, I ain't got no ride. Y'all got to come get me, though. So, you know what I'm saying, shit, them niggas came and got me. We went over there. And we went to working on the record, you know what I'm saying? And they was like, you know, when Kaya say this, first you gotta, you know what I'm saying? And Payne gonna say this. First you gotta put your gap, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They was breaking it down like they had already had it set out.
Oh, mapped out. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah.
So when, you know, Payne verse came up, all over how they feel, and, you know, boom, 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 you know what I'm saying? On Kaya verse, you know what I'm saying? That, like, the her verse continued, and she be like, you know, one with a minute, that big and long, so they was like, that's where you gonna come in at. So I came in with the, who was that in, all that black, you like drag, sounding like her, but saying my own shit.
Right.
You know, talking about, you know what I'm saying, the Jack move shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that
was
verse
was really going down at the time, because niggas was really... that's what I liked about it the whole time. Was that niggas was really out here doing what the fuck y'all niggas was rapping about. So I was like,
man,
y'all jamming this. This some real shit, though.
Oh, listen, it's a blessing. It's a blessing for me to be here today, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We used to do some dirty shit, bro. Running, man. We ran out of motherfucking houses, you know what I'm saying? And licks around the neighborhood and around Tallahassee, and then we start goddamn going to Monticello and
right, chairs. Right, 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 right. We just ride out like for real, for real.
Right.
Like, that what got me about it. I'm like, yo, y'all
I'm talking about, bro, we had to ride way out, bro, to pull some more licks. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, anyway, while we was coming up with the song, you know what I'm saying? We was coming up with the song, right? Soon as we got finished with the song, you know what I'm saying, She, the room, like the wires, how they had the circuits, it was fucked up.
Yeah.
If you cut on too much power at that one particular time, everything in their room was shut off. Soon as we got finished with the song, you know what I'm saying, and we was playing it back, I think like the first time, just to hear the whole thing, the power went out. And we was in pitch black, couldn't see each other. Everything was just pitch black.
Right.
And all I heard was niggas like, oh, you know how it be like.
Right.
Oh.
Like someone, oh.
And then you just hear She say, damn, Payne, please tell me you saved that shit. And Payne said, I don't know. If you know, working with equipment.
Right.
If you don't know you saved it, you didn't save it.
Right.
You feel me? And our plan was to take it to the garden and, you know, try to get, you know what I'm saying, in the moon, which was on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We young as fuck. We can't even get in the 18 plus, much less a grown folks night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I remember it was kind of like 9:30 or 10, something like that. And niggas was like, shit, once we got the power on, we was like, well, we already know how this shit go. The beat made, you know what I'm saying? We already, you know what I'm saying? Let's just do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So the robbery song had got, the actual one that people playing now, man, that shit got made over in like 15-20 minutes.
That's great. Wow. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of realizing, since then, I've been kind of realizing, like, whenever, you know what I'm saying, you got something that's going to be historical, like, you know what I'm saying, you got the positive and the negative always fighting against each other, you know what I'm saying, and something always will happen to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you'll either feel like, hey, man, I don't want to do that shit over, man, fuck that, or I'm going to do it over, you know what I'm saying,
right.
And we chose to do it over, and I'm glad we did. 15-20 years later, they still playing it in the club like we just made it yesterday.
Right.
I haven't heard or seen a record or artist, you know what I'm saying, like, I haven't seen nothing that's been playing like it's brand new for 15-20 years out of all the music that I've been hearing.
Right.
Like, you know, some people might be like, oh, that's that jam, you know, that's that old school jam, but they don't call this shit old school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which I know is a blessing from God, you know what I'm saying? You know, as a ticket, you know what I'm saying, for us to go ahead and do what we gotta do. But we took it to Lil Boy. DJ Lil Boy was the first DJ to play robbery, period. We came in through the back and we was trying to hurry up and get in there because they was about to close. I think we had probably about 20-30 more minutes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So back then, I had the big afro, you remember, on the gritty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Heck used to draw our album covers and shit ourselves. Shout out to Heck. And I had the big-ass afro, just like, you know what I'm saying, on the little gritty. And I remember standing up in the chair, you know what I'm saying, while DJ Lil Boy had his equipment on stage. And he was like, these boys make some new shit, boom, 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 for nap heads, boom, 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 you know what I'm saying, called robbery. And I remember he played it. And, you know, everybody's kind of standing around. But soon it was like, all my thugs cock your nines like this. Soon they're going to say, all little motherfuckers, everybody. I'm watching this shit. See, I'm standing in the chair watching this shit. I'm like, oh, shit. You know me, I always stay crunk. So now I'm bouncing around. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm about this big with a big ass roll this big. You know what I'm saying? And they played it. So when it went off, he was like, hold up, man, we got to play this shit again.
Right.
Played it again. DJ Lil Boy played it again. I was like, damn, cuz everybody coming like, bro, that's shit. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, fuck that. We finna go to the moon now. We finna see if they gonna let us in the moon. Shit, they let us in the moon. I forgot who let us in the moon. But we got somebody to play it like when they was about to close. You know what I'm saying? You know how they might try to like ease a little record up on, you know what I'm saying, while everybody exiting out and
right,
shit.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But niggas went to stand in pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit. Motherfuckers was headed like they was going to the door, but when the track came on, it was like they was coming back in that motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we was like, shit, we got a good response on that too. You know what I'm saying? We was like, all right, shit, it's time to go home. Like, whatever. But the next day, Shahid was getting calls about robbery being played in the moon. But this shit was coming from Orlando, Jacksonville, like different people was calling him about this song that just got played a couple hours ago.
Right.
All out of town.
Right.
Saxwell was in Orlando. Like, I'm talking about motherfuckers was literally calling to the point where she had actually got chewed out. You know what I'm saying? Because Mr. Shahid had told Sheed and Payne not to take the record. Not to take anything that was made outside the house without their permission.
Right.
But they wanted to make sure everything was good.
Right.
I'm talking about got chewed out to the point where my dog was crying. You know what I'm saying? By the time I pulled up that day,
He was standing on the side of the house where they usually smoke their cigarettes at, right by their door. And I seen with tears in his eyes, he was just like kind of smoking because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess he felt strong about the record, so he kind of spoke his opinion. But you know how it is when you respect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
somebody like Mr.
Yeah,
Shaheed, you know what I'm saying? You kind of feel guilty about the shit.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? He's standing on the side, you know what I'm saying? I just see him smoking, like, you know what I'm saying? He got tears in his eyes. You know, I asked whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, shit, you know? Kind of stood up, you know what I'm saying? And kind of fought for the record. But then, almost by the end of that week, you know what I'm saying, calls was just coming from everywhere to the point where Mr. Shaheed kind of like took robbery and placed it in front of FLA.
Right.
Because when FLA was made, I wasn't with the group.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that was the single. They had just started getting on the road with FLA as the single. But, you know what I'm saying, the force behind robbery kind of made them put it in front.
Right.
Made it a front runner. You know what I'm saying? But those was the two singles, though, FLA and Robert. So once we put it in the front, you know what I'm saying, and it started, like, you know, getting the record out and getting the recognition, that's when I think she or Rabbi, I know Rabbi, he was one. I really joined the group because, you know what I'm saying, rap, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had been bumping into rap during different talent shows and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That they was having around town. And, you know, he older, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they would always choose both of us instead of just one.
Right.
Like, that shit happened like twice. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I knew Rab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So by Rab joining the Nappy Heads, like, before I did, you know what I'm saying? He was one of the ones that kind of talked me into joining the group. And, you know what I'm saying, kind of like made me feel, you know what I'm saying, like I was home, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I had mass leave. My niggas was mad.
Right.
My niggas was pissed. Because as you can recall, shit, we was doing shows around this
right.
motherfucker.
Right.
And we was tearing them motherfuckers
right.
up. National Guard
right.
Army, all the clubs. They even let us perform at the Moon one time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, my niggas was like pissed. You know what I'm saying? All us tatted up and shit. You know what I'm saying? The whole fucking squad. You know, it's like 10, 12 of us and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was telling them, like, man, look, like, we doing our thing in town, you know what I'm saying? Shaheed just got these boys situated where they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, out of town, shows
right.
out of town. You know what I'm saying? This Robert shit taking off, you know what I'm saying? I play a big part of the shit, you know what I'm saying? We all cool, you know what I'm saying? She cool, I'm cool with these niggas, you know what I'm saying? So I think it'll be a good move for me to make, you know what I'm saying, to get on the road with this Nappy Head and this robbery and this, you know.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas was hot for a minute. My niggas was hot for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember skin was hot. Shit, Heck was hot. I kind of, like, I had to tell Heck, you know what I'm saying, because we co-COs, Masley, I was like, man, I want you to come over here and go to these meetings with me over this Nappy Head shit, just so you can check out what's going on. Like, it's some real shit going on.
Right.
That's going to benefit everybody in the long run.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, he kind of went to, like, a couple of them. You know what I'm saying? But make a long story short, that's how the robbery went popping off. And my first show with them was in Pensacola. And we was opening up for Peter Pablo. He had just dropped a little North Carolina shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, when he went to performing, you know, niggas was fucking with him. You know, we hadn't opened up for him. We did our thing. We blew the spot. He went to performing, and niggas was fucking with him. But, you know what I'm saying, he ain't have no other songs. He had that next single that Timberland had produced, too. He was in the little circus ring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when he tried to perform it, he was like, yeah, man, this is my new single. He was trying to explain, like, yeah, man, this is my new single. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-boom. And niggas weren't feeling it. But by me, you know what I'm saying, like, I know the shit. I watch Rap City every fucking day.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one. I'm like, yeah, boy, that shit hard. You know, Timberland made the beat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, that shit hard. I'm looking around like, damn, I'm the only one bopping to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, that nigga cut that shit short quick. Went back to North Carolina. And I remember he had a little part where he'd be like, who am I? Be that bar, motherfucker. Who am I? Be that bar. He'll say that like three times before
right.
he continued. So, just You know what I'm saying? Just imagine, like, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, he ain't got no other songs, and he, in his mind, he trying to compete with what we just did.
Right, right.
Man, I swear, dog, this nigga must perform North Carolina 4 or 5 times.
Just trying to get that energy. Right. Because y'all had already, like, toured down, so you like, yo, I got to make sure motherfuckers remember what the hell I'm doing.
To the point where we was like, man, we going backstage. We done did our thing, shit. If I see him perform this motherfucker one more time,
right,
it's going to be coming out, man.
Right, it's not known.
You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? We sitting back, you know what I'm saying? We just, we hear some, you know, some cheering, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then Peter come back in the little room or whatever, and he got his bodyguards kind of like around him and shit. You know what I'm saying? About 2-3 dudes. About 3 dudes. They kind of surround him, and they kind of walk past us and go to the deep far back where he was.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I hear some shit like, Petey, 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 Petey. You know what I'm saying? And I just see something, you know what I'm saying, kind of like go past us. They right. kind of like chasing him. You know what I'm saying? He go back out there, and now we hear a bigger roar. You know what I'm saying? They bring him back in now. They got, I guess, his trench coat. No, not trench coat. It was kind of like a fur coat. They covered him up. This motherfucker got on tube socks.
What?
Shout out to Peter Pablo.
Hey, he covered him up. They walking like he motherfucking James Brown. Like, he covered him up. Like, he throwing that bitch. It was really, but he was doing it from the dressing room to the stage.
Yeah. Man, this motherfucker turned out, dog. This motherfucker had to strip naked and ran out that bitch. He said he did that just to get a reaction like ours.
Wow.
Can you believe that shit?
Wow.
See, a motherfucker want to hear from the horse's mouth, dog. See, this is the type of shit, man, what my dog got right here, dog. This is the type of shit that'll blow up, you know what I'm saying, if we keep this shit up. Because listening to us, dog, I'll give it to you from the horse's mouth, man. There's been a lot of talk about how this shit started, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Man, you come ask a motherfucker like me, she, or Payne, man, we gonna give it to you just like it is. You know what I'm saying? Man, that motherfucker say, y'all come back here. That might be my folks right
there. Yeah. Well, we're gonna go ahead, man. We're gonna get into a couple of your tracks. We're gonna see what you're doing in the future. So y'all just hold tight. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Yes, sir. I feel it, bro.
I feel it,
dog.
Severe battle tracks.
Yeah, I gotta talk to my lady. I don't know why, but lately it seems like she don't love me no more. Love me no more. She flipped the script on me, 180. You acting like that for, like that for. She got me thinking about it and I'm trying to figure out what did I do. Or is she cheating on me and she's falling in love with dude? But she talked to me in a week and I'm losing my mind. But if she don't care about commitment, she won't mind if I commit love suicide. If I commit love suicide, she won't mind. If I commit love suicide, if I commit love suicide, she won't mind. Hey, we need to talk, really, really. Kill this relationship quickly. This ain't gonna work no more, work no more. Get the hell out.
Me and you,
we done fell out. I don't wanna hurt no more. She got me thinking about it and I'm trying to figure out where I went wrong. Cause all she do is party in the club, rocking all night long. But man, she talks to me in a week and I'm losing my mind. But if she don't care about commitment, she won't mind if I commit love suicide. Oh, if I commit love suicide,
committed love suicide. About to go insane, shout to jump around. Why she out of pain? Tight to have you thinking about blowing out your brains. Getting the gas, lighting the matches, setting your whole house aflame. Yeah, I'm tripping, I suppose. Knowing I ain't supposed to be tripping on these hoes. Knowing I could have any bitches doing shows. If I scream, who was that? Watch them bitches hit the flow. They say that I'm the dude. My dogs think I'm tripping. They say that I'm a fool. Missing all the fun. Stressing over you. Got me so disgusted, I don't know what to do. Now I'm on the edge, feeling terrible inside. The way I feel is too unbearable to hide. Got me jumping off the cliff, middle finger to the sky, screaming, fuck you and I. If I commit love suicide,
yes,
if I commit love suicide,
she
won't mind. If I commit love suicide, if I commit love suicide, she won't mind. If I commit love suicide.
At the back in the Bentley, don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Be a better top count big cheese. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. I just gotta wait to the big league. Have me on the yacht ride jet ski.
Yeah.
I come from the bottom. 24-7, 365, ain't nothing but problems. Neighborhood up in darkness, like the city you got them. I'm in all black like I'm Batman, cause my nigga be robbing. We catch them slipping, we got them. Dropping up out of these bandos, bandos.
Pull up at the back in the Bentley. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Be a better top count big cheese. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. I just gotta wait to the big league. Now we on the yacht ride jet ski.
You
talking about what the hell you talking about, nigga? Ain't no talking to me. Throw it down, nigga, we'll fuck around, nigga, we gon' motherfucker ball in the street. We can come down with the big BMWs all in the street. Tell all my head of that won't no smoke, we'll leave them niggas all in the street. I'm on my favorite, I don't know about you. I'ma keep riding, I'ma keep it true. Seem like nobody want it like I do. I go to war just like I was a crew. Fruity says that life's annihilated. Money looking like a skyscraper. I'm at the top like, who is that?
Nobody wanna make it to the big speed. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Pull up at the back in the Bentley. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Be a better top count big cheese. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. I just gotta wait to the big league. Down on the yacht ride just ski.
Yeah.
I go to water like I was a fool.
Yeah.
I go to water like I was a fool. Me and my partner, we got that one too. Go let that microphone check on one too. Come on, boy, you know this shit ain't nothing new. I put it down like I was a fool.
Oh my God, this is Nick What's Up Hour. That was Vic Lee and Love Suicide featuring T-Pain. Now, I know you got the new joint out. You know what I mean?
OG Freshman.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? How can the people get to your new shit so you can... You know what I'm saying? Download it and spread the word about it.
Okay, actually, you know what I'm saying? By me owning my own company, you know what I'm saying? Own production company, you know what I mean? In Crowd, you know what I'm saying? It's capital N dash capital Crowd. You know what I'm saying? And I'm organic with the grind, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like Nip with the grind, Nip to the Hustle, RP Nip. You know what I'm saying? That was my biggest inspiration, still is, you know, as of today in hip hop, just because of how he did it.
Right.
No radio, no none of that. People just started playing Nip shit on the radio once he passed. You know what I'm saying? But Nip had blowed up and was finna win a Grammy with no radio play.
Right.
Just straight him selling his stuff underground.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which gave me, you know what I'm saying, gave me hope. Like, okay, if it's gas, they're gonna come look for you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, if you wanna get the record, you know what I'm saying, you wanna get the mixtape, you know what I'm saying, you gotta get at me, you know what I'm saying, in my DM, you know what I'm saying, or my messenger, you know what I'm saying, which is Instagram or Facebook. You get what I'm saying? And basically what I'll do is I got it set up, you know what I'm saying, in packaged to where I just send it straight to your email. You know what I'm saying? You bust it down, and you got it. You know what I'm saying? It's 15 songs. You know what I'm saying? I just been charging like $10 a pop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's reasonable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, it's digital. It's all digital. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now as far as the physical copies, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get the physical copies, but it got to be like a distribution. Right. I don't want to play with no. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Especially, obviously, I mean, I went, hit you up, you know what I'm saying, about doing it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got my copies or whatever, and it was dope. So it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth it.
Appreciate
it,
dog.
Yeah. On IG, how can they find you on IG?
Okay. My IG is One Severe the Young Drek. That's the number one. And then the word Severe, S-E-V-E-R-E. And I spell the as D-A, the, and Young, Y-O-U-N-G, and Drack, D-R-A-C-K. But it's all one word. You know, once you type the one and the severe in, you know what I'm saying, both pages going to pop up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just get at me in my DM, you know what I'm saying? Let me know that you're interested in copying the record. You know what I'm saying? And basically what I'll do is I'll, you know, of course, send you, you know what I'm saying, the info about, you know what I'm saying, the organic grind with the Cash App, you know, and basically I'll ask you for your email, send it to your email, you know what I'm saying, you send me the app, you know what I'm saying, and it's like that, you know what I'm saying, and you know, just to top it off, I'd probably be like, okay, make sure you give me your opinion, you know what I'm saying, on the right. record, like post your opinion, you know what I'm saying, like honestly, if you don't even like it, you know what I'm saying, post that.
Right. I be trying to tell people, like, look, if it's trash, let me know it's trash,
right.
so I can improve on it. Like,
right.
it's gonna be like, it's all right. Like, I need to know
right.
what's good.
Actually, I would want, you know what I'm saying, I know this will sound kind of crazy, I would want for some people to be like, oh boy, that's trash, because it seems like that blows you up more than... You get
right,
what I'm
saying?
Right. Like
you
the
say
negative
trash,
talk.
Yeah, they
yeah.
get interested. Like,
yeah.
you see how trash it is.
Oh, I want to see what he going to fire back to him. That dude that said trash, oh, I want to see what Severe going to do.
Right, right.
Type shit. So, but, I mean, you know what I mean? That's just me and my little crazy. But, man, the whole album fire, you know what I'm saying, from beginning to end. I'm a producer, you know what I'm saying? I don't use no samples. You know, I started off sampling. You get what I'm saying? I don't use no samples because, you know, I figured, you know, the people that, you know what I'm saying, that make original music way back in the days that we sample today, they had to make it originally themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they got what they got searching the world for what they was. You
right.
get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I figured if I, you know what I'm saying, make my own music, but kind of make it like sound like, might make it sound kind of like old. Or whatever, like the sample.
Yeah, it's got a vintage, but it's
right,
not.
It's right,
the sound, the texture of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really my style. You know what I'm saying? I come with some new school shit, new school sound or whatever, but when you hear my shit, it's going to really sound like everything on that bitch is sampled. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But ain't nothing sampled. You know what I'm saying? I've had arguments, people argue me down like, boy, that's a sample. That's a sample. You finna tell me
right.
that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, nah.
But...
I really put this together. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of give you a taste of what you, you know what I'm saying, jumping into when you get the project. You know what I mean? And I put a balance together. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I like where the era is now. Like, I'm really proud that I'm kind of bursting out, like totally around this time, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, it's so wide open, you know what I'm saying, to new ideas, just new shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, real hip-hop then came back.
Right, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it go like this, say if this the bar, it go like this, you know what I'm saying? The new shit is popping. But, you know what I'm saying, the new shit is finna kind of die out. The old shit is kind of finna come in. So right at that perfect time is right where we at now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to kind of like have that balance in order to survive out here.
Right.
So if a motherfucker ain't got it, they gonna drown.
Yeah.
So that leaves a person like me
who just
wide open lane, go get them.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go get them, you know what I'm saying? And I always had the energy to where I wanted to create new shit to the point where, if you knew back in the days, man, my shit was hard. But niggas was just like, bro, you got your own sound. Like, this shit is different, but it's hard.
Yeah, the shit was like dumb hard.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Niggas will tell you, like, bro, you need to go back to that shit. Like, my beats is
low, low key, I'm, all the way, yeah.
I'm killing shit right now. I'm talking about I'm professionally killing shit right now.
Yeah.
But niggas be like, bro, you need to go back to that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you gotta be like Jigga, like, you want my old shit? You gotta go back to my old shit.
Right, right.
But yo, we gonna go ahead and wrap this thing up. But before we get out of here, I think it's obligatory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, say a piece about she being that, you know what I'm saying, he was the heart, the glue of the group. So if there was anything you want people to know about your memory of she, you know what I mean?
Man, this is what I want everybody to know, man, about she, Constantine, RPC, man, love you. Because this is the person that wanted for everybody, not just in Nappy Heads, but anybody that does music, period, from Tallahassee, he wanted you to blow. Yep. Just like his brother did. You know what I'm saying? How this, you know, the relationship, we know that's another story, but I know them two brothers, they love each other to death still to this day. Shout out to Payne, you know what I'm saying? Love you, bro. And I just want everybody to know that, man, that's like a dream of his, you know what I'm saying, that we have to kind of like come together and fulfill, like finish it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we all thought like he did, we'll be popping right now.
Yeah.
All petty shit will be to the side, you know what I'm saying, because this is what he wanted more than anything in the world.
Just say everybody.
You know what I'm saying? He wanted anybody from 850, bro, to make it. So, even through all the sickness, man, you know what I'm saying, that he was going through, like, he used to deal with me on the phone, like, cuz, we finna finish what we started, bro. He was like, bro, I can't do this the way we doing it. Like, I want to get back to where we was on that road touring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that was the biggest spark ever.
Right.
You get
right.
what I'm saying? So, he was always wanting us to get back there, you know what I'm saying? We're like, Payne, he on it, he gone. You know what I'm saying? But if the rest of the group don't want to do it with us, we gone. So, you know, by then, you know what I'm saying, everybody kind of found their way, had families or whatever, you know how that go. And, you know, me and she was like, up in the A, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, man, nigga, we finna do it. You know what I'm saying? She was like, I'm finna get my dialysis treatment to where, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like mobile,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have a spot here. Wherever we going, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a spot to where I can get treated at.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third. Like, he was really, like, you know what I'm saying? Even to the point where when he passed, that's what he was doing. He was trying to set it up to where he can travel. And I'm talking about, he was working on getting his license.
Yeah.
He was just about to get his license. Like, you know, yeah, that dude had so many DUIs, driving,
suspended license. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody knows she used to put the motherfuckers on high-speed chases in that big-ass green van. I'm talking about damn near every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where, you know, they might ride behind them and then they might just...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She used to run their ass in a van. Run their ass. You in the van with them, you riding too.
Right.
You want to dive out, you're going to be rolling down the hill because that bitch going so speed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, make a long story short, dog. She, you know what I'm saying, is the reason why, you know what I'm saying, nappy heads exist to this day. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can say, you know, they rapping, you know what I mean, and they've been started and all that, you know what I'm saying? But, man, the actual form of the nappy heads, everything that went down, everything that took place, all the history, is because of Sheen. You know what I'm saying? And I would say this, you know what I'm saying, God is my witness, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, if people, like, really just put their pride aside, like, yeah, man, it really was. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, she just felt like we was the shit. Everybody else, he don't give a fuck if you was tipped. He didn't give a fuck, man. Juvenile, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, she used to actually try to slick shit on these motherfuckers and crack jokes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Patrol. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? He made us feel like, hey, dog, if it ain't us, it ain't nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Literally. You know what I'm saying? He kind of kept it together. You know what I'm saying? And if we came soft, he'll make sure, like, oh, you gotta harden that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We won't be going out of town, boy. These niggas gonna look at us like we square.
Right.
Man, she was the heart, bro. You know what I'm saying? And people didn't really want to give him the props because she would always say, I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But when that road life hit, you know what I'm saying? And then the popularity, the fame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah. I am a rapper.
Right.
Yeah. You feel me?
Y'all live it.
Yeah. You feel me? I am a rapper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I want people to know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I heard my little partner, little Steve, little Funk, shout out to Funk, whole Parliament Funkadelic, he said what they wanted to do shall be done. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. If you think about it that way, you'll automatically know that you have to carry the torch to make sure
it gets done. Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like a faith without works is dead type
word,
of thing.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And I really, really stand on that. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, you know, shit, it's money, success, a generational life changing experience out there waiting for us because of how good we are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
How you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I put it? Like, it's still out there waiting for us because we started something that people, they used to put us in the magazine as being the top, like the biggest group since the Jackson 5. This Billboard.
Yeah.
Billboard saying this. They like, and they got our picture, my little ass sitting in the front, with a little leather jacket, a little daddy. I got a little hat on. Them niggas used to pick on me on the road. They were talking about, look at Chris. Talking about sitting that dress looking like a little black and mild.
Right.
Looking like a little black and mild. Because I used to wear the little hat. Yeah, I saw that shit on my daddy. I feel my daddy. I have my daddy have some shit. Get this little bucket hat. You know what I mean? I show you how to rock it. But,
man. But, yo, let's go ahead. Cause we'll be here forever and a day.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the next day.
Right.
So, I appreciate you following through,
appreciate
bro.
Appreciate you,
dog. We're going to have to re-up. Cause,
you already know.
Yeah, this is way more stuff we can get into. So I'm gonna go ahead to this last track, and then we're gonna get up out of here. Y'all stay tuned next week. Got my man Tarif Knockout, he'll be in the building, and then I'm taking a break because the week after that is my birthday.
Okay.
And be the big 3-9, and I ain't gonna be messing with y'all. So
right. I just had mine on the 2nd.
Word. September babies in the building.
Yeah.
September babies.
Yeah.
Told y'all this month.
We about making it happen, man. We perfectionists, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
And our drive is to cater, you know what I'm saying, and to make sure everybody around us is satisfied. If you read the horoscope, you'll notice that pops up in every Virgo horoscope.
Yeah.
Those two things. You know what I'm saying?
And even though I'm Team Libra, I still got Virgo tendency, so that's still...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, you ain't...
It ain't been fine, right? It's still mixed in though. So we're going to get into it. This is my man, Sean Alizar, with Right Away. And I'll see y'all next week. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Sometimes I have a hard time trying to figure out time, trying to figure what's mine. Trying to figure out crime, like is it illegal to be deceitful? Cause if so, all these niggas will be piss po. Let it rain on these lame ass rappers that aim to fuck the game like an info. Or maybe that was way too much info. I should've wished pain on the next man. I see him in the club popping bottles though, and we been struggling to get a check fam. They using drugs to get lit now, but I ain't got time for the shit now. How many songs did I write today? Damn, how many days have I missed out? How many days have I missed out? Hit the club to get kicked out, hit the mall to just window shop, then I hit my fans with a hit now. I used the pen to draw a perfect picture. These words I speak is all crissed out. These niggas talk, but I can never listen, cause they don't even write their own shit now. Fake. How many blacks do they have to kill for us to realize that we was never straight? But all your dogs want a piece of the cake. If they can't get it, then they eat off your plate. All your niggas don't think you the cream of the crop, but they figured you the only way. You the only way, and that's give or take. Damn.
Your niggas been fake since day one.
We knew right away. We knew right away. So we knew right away.
Yeah. We just hope they go to the edge of the earth and fall off. Hey, just fall off.
But they never will. If you could see time unfold, would you spend time right here with no accidents and no interference? Cause when you fall off and them niggas clear it and you all alone, like fuck opinions and fuck the friendships. We already knew that they would jump ship. We just wanted you to know that yo
niggas been fake since day one.
We knew right away.